Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your guy, Gary, from the Stirring the Pot podcast. Listen up. The Stirring the Pot podcast is doing something different. So, the last few weeks, I've recorded two podcasts, one with a group of guys and one with a group of females. And in the conversations, we were talking about a lot of different things that a lot of us probably are experiencing now. We have probably experienced in our past, and we are embarking on probably the same thing. The conversations are going to be pertaining a lot of different things, talking about relationships, talking about sex life, talking about different experiences and relationships with anything pertaining to corny dudes, simps, females that's hoes, that's very free with their bodies, just a lot of different things. So listen, I hope you guys can just dive in, enjoy the conversation. It's going to be dope, and you don't want to miss it. If you would like to chime in, have anything to say, if you know my social media, leave me a message. If not, and you know somebody that know how to get to me, put the message through them, and they'll get it to me. But listen, this is the Stirring the Pot podcast. In 2022, we're going to be doing a lot of different things. So for the next couple days, maybe week or two, I'm going to be breaking down the conversations, giving you sound bites, 20, 30-minute pieces coming from each side. And I just hope you guys get to enjoy the conversations. Men, you're going to be able to hear conversations from a woman's point of view. Women, you're going to be able to hear conversations and what men think from a man's point of view. So just listen up with an open ear. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. This is the Stirring the Pot podcast. I'm your host, Gary. Enjoy. So welcome to the Stirring the Pot podcast. I'm your host, Gary. I got a few of my dopest best friends up in the building with me. We're going to talk our talk tonight. We're going to, about a month or so ago, I did a podcast So basically, this podcast is going to be Future Wife, Don't Let Me Down, and this is getting it from a man's perspective. So basically, the line of questions is going to really revolve around what we think about certain things that happen in the culture, with women, dating women, and it doesn't matter what aspect we're coming from, married, single, in a relationship, whatever. So I'm going to ask a line of questions, and anybody can feel free to answer, give their perspective, and we're going to just have a good conversation. Sound good to y'all?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to start it all kind of light. And at any time, just when you answer, just talk up so, you know, we can get your voice, and that's going to be that. So in 2022, regardless if you are single in a relationship, what should the vetting process be when it comes to dealing with a woman nowadays? What should the vetting process be? The vetting process is like the due diligence you do about a female before you decide to take her serious, before you start dating her, before you start hitting the club up, all that kind of stuff. Before you start being seen with her in public, like, what's your vetting process? Like, do you just get with your guy? Like, yo, y'all know anything about her? Like, do you call females that's known, that be known, you know, to keep the air to the streets?
No, you talk to her. I mean, get to know her from her.
So your vetting process is just basically getting whatever information you want to know about this woman. Solely on her.
Yeah, I mean, because you can talk to her friends, and they won't tell you all the good shit about her. They ain't gonna tell you the bad shit.
Man, I'm gonna do my own research. Fuck all that. I got female in my family, man. They out in these streets. Yo, you know what chick like? And then I know I'm a nigga, and I know street niggas. Yo. Y'all know something like that, man. But they gonna tell you like, oh man, the chick that live here, she got an eye like, yeah. They gonna let you know. You gonna like, yeah, man, she in the street. Once you find out that and you ask her about it, keep it 100. Like, she keep it 100 with you, man, you gonna decide you gonna fuck with her or not.
But then you also got to think about when you looking at that too, but every female and every male has a past.
Yeah.
So it's like
that's what I'm saying. That's
can
why
you turn like they say, can you turn a hoe into a housewife? I believe you can.
Let's get into that right there.
Everybody has a past. Right. Because you was a hoe in the past, that don't mean you're a hoe now. You was a because of this. Can you turn a male hoe into a husband?
You can't compare the two.
Yo,
a male hoe and a female hoe? Because when you look at the definition, a hoe is a hoe. I'm going to
tell you why you can't compare.
Please.
This is why you can't compare the two.
Because we're not going to be sexist.
Men got to hunt the pussy. Women don't have to hunt their pussy. They can give it to whoever they want to give it to.
It sells itself.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, man. She gotta make that decision on her own if she gonna stop being a hoe. You can't, like, because but you can't.
Though, what is your definition? Like, you know what I mean? It could be 5 women, you know, in the room. Mm-hmm. She might have, like, to us, it might be 50 bodies as a hoe. You know what I mean? 40 bodies. If she got a dub, she got 50, and she got a bean, you might say, I can turn the shorty.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
If it's a whole bunch of chicks in this room, bro, you going to know who the hoes is because the bitch you going, you going to like, yeah, man, that bitch, she grabbed my dick already.
It's some chick
that's a virgin, but they cold whore. They suck every dick and they take the dick in the ass. And they like, man, I'm a still virgin.
Okay, if you're talking about that, then yeah, well the whore I'm talking about is just straight fuck. Well, ain't talking about taking it in the ass.
Well, per the Urban Dictionary, a hoe is a person, male or female, who uses their looks and charm to manipulate their partner to gain material, sex, money, clout. A hoe does not love their partner. The minute someone which is better, looks better, with more money, more clout, comes along, they abandon the previous partner. And the cycle continues.
So we use hoe as it's wrong.
So technically, a hoe is a person that Don't have no love for a certain person.
So a hoe is not a per person with multiple sex partners.
We all grew up in the hood. We know what a hoe is.
So
what? I'm gonna tell you why you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife because would you wife a woman that everybody in this room has sex with tonight?
I probably would. To me, I believe in God, so I have no control over who God places in my life.
Uh-huh.
So then, therefore, if It's meant for she and I to be together, no matter her past or what she do. Then I have no control over that. He's going to place her in my life for a reason. Now, it could be my wife, my partner, somebody I mess with. So if I decide to marry her, it was already, I believe your life is already written.
So
therefore, if I married, it was already meant for me to marry.
You said you would be able to marry her. Would you still be able to be around the same people who's meant for her? Why she's a
woman? Yeah, because
you're the better man than me.
Yeah, I like to think I'm highly favored, and he won't give me a hoe. That's not like this thing. No hoes.
Because listen, I'm going to tell you about. I'm a man that's comfortable with who I am, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't give a damn who you are, and y'all have been around me, so y'all already know how I am. I only can speak for myself. So therefore, what a person think about me, what a person say about me, I give two shits about. Nice. So therefore, it's different for me. You know, and they gonna make me feel uncomfortable.
All right,
you can sit here and fuck my mom.
So what you saying is, if we was young and we was all, let's just go back to when we was like 16. We gonna go back to when we was 16, right? Let's go back to when we was 16. You remember? It's always that one girl on the block that sucked everybody's dick. You gonna say, you gonna go knock on her door and say, will you be my girlfriend?
Nah, I'm not going to. She had more before you. She done fuck up 10 or 20 people before you that may make her a hoe. Are you going to still do them? Now that's your wife.
I don't know about that shit.
Listen.
I don't know about that shit.
But then,
it can't because you got to realize everybody probably wiped the hoe at one point because if a chick moved from out of state, you can't really do no background on her.
Yeah.
No, that don't count, though. That don't count. The reason why that don't count is because that's still not knowing if it's a hoe. If you don't know if it's a hoe, it don't count. But to wife, bro, like, he knew she was Super Guzzler 2000. He knew, and he wanted to go take her to fucking Red Lobster. That's the problem I'm having. Like, we all high-fiving on how she made it disappear, and this guy got fucking hearts in his eyes. I'm confused.
How many holes is actually wiped up right now?
A lot.
You got some.
A lot.
Well, it's a lot of men right in the world.
Wiped up. Well, we're in a different era right now.
Wiped up is different. Because if you're saying wiped up, when you say wiped up, saying ring, or you're just saying they found a bitch?
Ring, ring.
It only could be ring, right?
That's what I'm... Yeah, I'm not...
That got rings.
Not true.
Ain't a lot of motherfuckers got rings.
I mean...
One in every four black women that be married.
See, I don't know this. What's in it? Cause
four in every four.
I'm not about to go online and say how many. That's not what I do on Dumb Mike every day.
One, what is it? I might be wrong. I know this is four out of every 10 black women to be married, and one out of that four will be divorced within the first, I think it's 3 years.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Those bad statistics because Caucasian women. Is the numbers is way higher, as far as being married or something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Because all the black people married a white woman.
My mom and papa, 35.
Think about
but see, that's also
what I'm saying. So back to the question, right?
Go
ahead, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
So back to the question. Say, just imagine everybody in here single. Mm-hmm. You meet a chick, And I mean, you might be getting mixed messages. Because at the end of the day, especially in Philly, we are big, small city.
Wait, so you said 2022, the way it's looking now.
The way things are now, you a single man. When you walk into 2022, you were single. You were single, right? Walk into this year single, you meet a chick. Mm-hmm. How do you like, dang, she nice, she thorough, I want to. But see, you hear different things from the streets. I don't care. Any woman I would mess with besides my wife, but then even my wife, I found out certain things. But you're going to find out things about your significant other. It's going to come out. May come out now, may come out later.
I'm going to say what he said. Like, you do your own investigating or whatever, but you still got to take them out to fill them out. You know what I mean? You can't. If you just listen to everybody around you, them people got to be, like, real tight. You can't just listen, you know, just to the streets.
So you might
say something, throw some salt in the game.
Yeah, you still got to your core audience.
Yeah, listen to your core audience.
Yo, you still got to fill it out. Like, you probably going to take her out. It's not going to be no kissing or none of that. But.
I mean, you got to think about it, though. Like, real rap. Like, you can take a hoe out.
Every chick don't deserve getting took out to a bar, took out to eat.
Yeah,
that's a first bet. Because you gotta see if you can slam it before you even get to those things from the rip. Yeah. You know, that's how I do it. Some drones, you can take them straight to the crib and bring the McDonald's to the crib and chiller ass grill.
Yeah. Some Chinese food, they ready to eat together.
I'm gonna say this too. Just because you fuck on the first night don't mean that she a whore neither. True. And don't mean that she
very ain't true.
Wife neither.
You talking heavy.
You know what I mean? Like, man. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, once I got out of my mom's crib and got my first apartment, every chick that I went out with, I don't remember me ever going past messing with a chick. If I got to the third date and I ain't fuck you, man, we not messing with each other no more. I'm wasting my time.
Yeah,
that's me.
It's a sign like, okay.
It's a no sign that you don't, there's no
interest. It's like you already put me in a friend zone.
You put me in the bag, so why am I wasting my time? I'm out.
You trying to keep me already just in case. I still got him right here.
I get what he's saying, but see, for me, I don't think that's true. Because it took. But what type of chick, though? See, there's no big background.
That's what I'm saying.
See, there we go with the patent. See, niggas don't really think hard enough on their patent.
It all depends on what I hear. I'm doing my research.
Yeah.
I'm going on social media. I'm looking at mutual friends. I'm asking questions. I'm doing my full investigation.
Absolutely.
And it all depends on what I hear. If I feel like you only mess with a couple people, but you still, you know, kept a certain worth about yourself, you wasn't out here hoeing, then I'm going to give you a shot.
Yo, and
what if I do my investigation and you got 50 bodies?
Like, let me keep it real with everybody. See, then it depends a lot about how a chick move. Because believe it or not, a chick can have a whole bunch of bodies, but she can be well respected. Wholeness ain't gonna really.
Yeah, nigga, like, man, I still wipe that.
Because at the end of the day,
you talking about those super hoes.
No, so let's repeat this, right? Say I take a chick out on Friday, right?
Right.
Take out, we go get drunk, yada yada yada, and I smash on Friday night. Saturday morning, I drop her off. Then Saturday night, she going out with, I ain't gonna say no names on here. She going out with my man right here.
Right.
But she go out with him, get the same kind of situation. He might be even more established than me. But he don't get it on the first night.
Right. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They probably really like him. Like, when some chick really like a person, they're like, man, I'm going to let him wait because I don't want to even think I'm a hoe.
Let me tell you something about that statement that you just made.
Uh-huh.
That's all on how you making her feel at the moment. Because different, like he said, different niggas make different chicks feel different. Because a motherfucker can slide in the joint. She might not be a hoe for you, but she'll be a hoe for this.
But one. So that goes back to where I was going. No. So hold on. So now that goes back to what I was saying. We all saying he turned a hoe one to one.
Yeah.
Right. So if she a hoe to you, does that make her a hoe to me?
No, that they don't know.
So what was I wrong?
No.
Hold on. Was I wrong for saying
that? You don't have any bias. You got shit.
You gotta realize she probably think like thinking like that, like, oh, I probably can bring him home to my parents or something, like, you never know.
Oh, no, female is definitely
yeah. So she's like, yeah, I don't want him to think, get that persona about me.
Right.
Like, so she's like, yeah, I want him to court me.
Yeah.
But for sure.
A lot of women, they got, like, some women old-fashioned, some not, though.
Right.
Yeah, but so the statement I made.
We not old-fashioned.
No,
it's still some. It's still some. It's still some.
You got to go outside.
It's still some.
It's still some.
No, you got to go outside.
The only
old-fashioned
that come with that is they want a nigga to treat them like a motherfucking nigga, but they don't want to treat the man like a.
You gotta go slow down south to him. You know what they said? Yes, man. And
they don't want you to.
Ain't none up in Philadelphia.
You can't treat them like. You can't defer from that.
Yeah.
It's a microwave that didn't want you to.
Man. I'm Gucci.
You gotta go down south to get old hat.
Yeah.
That's gonna cook clean and do.
Yeah, you ain't getting that.
Yeah. So all right, well let's dive.
No, in. Yo, I don't agree. You still got chicks like.
Well, yeah,
you got some chick like you that can live on your block you never see. You like, yo, when she move here? Man, she lived there for since that, like her grandma, like, yo, you got him. Like, you like, man, I never seen her.
That'd be sleep with the nigga outside of the neighborhood. That's why you don't see
it. How these chicks be out here moving?
Right.
How these chicks be moving? All right. So, how do you know when a relationship is dead and over?
Nothing there. Nothing's there.
What are the signs you look for and say, all right, this is over with?
No.
Ain't nothing left here, ain't nothing to be.
No communication.
Uh-huh. Wait, any type of, or just like a regular?
So a relationship is solely based on talk.
No, I would have to say when I'm no longer physically attracted and sexually attracted to you, it's over.
So
when I don't crave you no more,
yeah,
when I don't want you, when I don't see you in the light of sexual, I don't even want to go to that bed no more. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Chalk up, package it. She Amazon. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's it. Yeah, I mean, that shit feels different for a man. She can be cooking buck nugget in the kitchen. You be looking at her like this stinking bitch. You know, no, like, come on, man. Come on.
He
said
she can act it.
How do you know
when
the relationship is dead and over? How do you know when the relationship is dead and over?
Give me.
Sit next to each other and just be in your phone. You ain't got no, like he said, if I don't crave you, like if I don't look at you a certain way.
So how long?
If you walk out the door and I don't care where you going, that's what you know. Like if I don't have no, like yo, where you at? It's been 2 hours on his phone.
Okay.
It's over.
So, all right, before I ask him, go ahead. How do you know when a relationship is dead and over?
Hey, man, like he said.
So, when she ever got, when she
What's it matter, man?
But that's a true
fire.
I think it all depends on the person, because I ain't gonna lie to you.
Uh-huh.
This boy don't got a lot of wait time. Ain't got a lot of wait time. Ain't got a lot of wait time. And you know.
All right, so give me an estimate. A week, 3 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. Now listen, that's a long time for a man to go 3 months without some yams.
You saying before you hit
enough? Right, I want 3 months without no.
Yeah, like when you just say like, because at the end of the day, like if a woman don't give her man sex for a long period of time, then the man's gonna automatically be like, oh, it's time to get move on.
He gonna say, hey, yo, you got sex? You got something.
For 90% of sex is just a requirement. Sex, intimacy is a requirement.
I agree.
Yeah. That's when you start.
How long are you willing to wait in a relationship? You got this woman.
She deliberately.